The in the brochure, it's for our topic. It's, you know, Frost and its progeny. The saga continues, and I might actually be more like the nightmare. But
let me just say for the record that everybody knows that, you know, whoever's up here speaking with Michael Ballmer, it's always the Michael Ballmer show. So I'm merely here as a prop. So Michael, just take it away.
I speak with Judge King on a regular basis, and he always says, well, I want to talk with you because you'll write a good paper, and I don't have to say anything. So you talk, and I'll nod like I know what I'm doing. This whole problem, the proceeds issue, started with Frost in 2014. But for some context, there's an opinion called Reed, which is 21 years old now.
1995.
And which is a simple, straightforward case. Leif Clark wrote the opinion, and I happen to think it's a really good opinion. And he, in that case, the debtor had a house on the date of filing, sold it later, and there's the question of whether that money comes into the estate. And Judge Clark said, rejected that this was a property estate under 541A, 6 or 7, because it's not, he said it's proceeds of an asset that existed on the date of filing. It's not an after-acquired.
It's already left the estate.
Yeah. And he said that 522C says what it means. And 522C is a section that says, basically, that once property is exempt, it's no longer liable for any pre-petition debt, either during the bankruptcy or after.
And this was a Chapter 7 case.
Chapter 7.
Well, it was an 11 converted to
right,
a 7.
Right. But fairly simple, straightforward set of facts. And I always say, I talk about dirt or dollars.